I'm Holly Sexton, and you are listening to Community Forum. Today on the show, we are talking about auxiliary and its operation within Hardin Memorial Health and how it gets back to the community and how you, the listener, can help as well. Pat Howell is in the studio with us. She is the auxiliary president. And Bevan Birch, a physician assistant in the emergency room at Hardin Memorial Health, is also with us. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome.
Let's talk about auxiliary and what it means within the hospital.
The auxiliary has been giving back to the community since 1955. We were created the year after the hospital was built. And we have many different ways to give back. But one of them is our scholarship program. And every April, at our May banquet, we present scholarships of $1,000 to medical students, our students going into the medical field from the 10 counties that we serve. So last year we received 81 applications and we gave away 20. So we narrowed it down. There's a committee of five or six people who looks at the applications and narrows it down. And Bevan was one of our recipients this year. So we thought it would be nice to include her in our information.
And that's why Bevan is here today.
Yes.
And Bevan is now employed by the hospital.
That's great.
Which makes sense. Where did you go to high school, Bevan?
I actually went to E-Town High School.
Okay.
I've been in this community pretty much since I was born. And so it's nice to actually work here and give back and do what I've always dreamed of doing.
When did you know you wanted to go in the medical field?
Long story short, I had an injury in high school with my back, and then I had a lot of x-rays done, MRIs done, and then as I progressed through school for x-ray, I decided that, hey, I can do a little bit more, and physician assistant became my calling. Went to UK, and then I wanted to come back here and serve my community and was blessed enough to be able to work in the ER.
We're glad you came home.
Yes.
We always like to see that. If you can remember back to the process, what was it like to apply? Say a listener is interested in applying or having their child apply.
Well, I actually didn't know about it until my grandmother, who's a volunteer with the auxiliary, gave me the scholarship form. But it's really easy. I think you can go online and you can fill out the application. It's very self-explanatory. It's got everything you absolutely need. You can mail that in. And it's a pretty easy process, and you hear back really quickly, and I would recommend it to anyone that's interested in the medical field.
That's nice that you hear back quickly as well. Mm-hmm. Waiting sometimes is the hardest part.
We do.
Pat, tell me a little bit about how you fundraise through the year, and let's be specific. What are those fundraisers?
Okay, we have several. The first one we have is, and I think everybody's familiar with this, is our $5 jewelry sale.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
And they do that two or three. The next one's coming up April 3rd and 5th, and they give us a percentage of their sales to the auxiliary. We also have Books for Fun, and that's coming up May 16th and 17th. And they set up in the lobby and sell books and toys and things, and they give us a percentage. And then Let Christmas Shine is our December event where you can buy lights in memory or honor of someone, and it's a fundraiser for the scholarship program. And then at the end of the year, we donate as an auxiliary a certain amount of money for every volunteer we've lost during the year in their memory to our scholarship program. So we have several ways to fund it. And we also do a roundup program in the gift shop. And one of the months that we do the roundup, say you spend $4.87. We'll ask if you want to do that other 13 cents to a roundup. And 2 months out of the year, we give it to the auxiliary. So right now we have $15,000, close to $16,000 in our scholarship program fund. It's a separate bank account from our general operating fund. It's just designated strictly for scholarships. So
now, personally, what's your favorite event out of all of those or fundraising opportunities?
Let Christmas Shine.
Why do you like that one so much?
Well, you can honor people you love and memorialize people you've lost, and then they light up Hardin Memorial. You go by and you see all the Christmas lights lit up, and you know each one of them represents someone special to somebody. And then the volunteers do this work. Now, the $5 jewelry sale and the Books for Fun sale, that is outside vendors that come in, but the Let Christmas Shine, the volunteers man the table, sell the lights, send the letters out, send the invitations out. We do the program for the night. We light up Hard Memorial. So that's kind of my fundraiser, because I think it's a give in many areas. You know,
that's thank you for highlighting that part, because I didn't know it was a local component. Because you know, the $5 jewelry sale and all that, they do bring in from the outside,
right.
And for volunteers, and as far as that program goes, do you need volunteers?
Absolutely, always.
What does that look like for someone listening who would like to be a volunteer?
Volunteer, we just require a request that you do at least 4 hours a week, and we have several departments. We have
just 4 hours a week?
Yes.
That's, seems, I wouldn't say easy, but for some, 4 hours is
yes.
not a lot of time.
And there's many areas. There's the surgical waiting area. There's the gift shop. There's the ICU unit has a waiting room, and we make coffee and that type of thing. We have an escort that will escort or push wheelchairs for a patient that maybe parks in the garage, needs to go to the back of the hospital. We have escort services available. So there's many areas. It's just wherever your fit and your capabilities lie. And for your, you get a smock, you get a badge, you get a free meal in our cafeteria for every
the
shift you
work. The food's
good,
by the way. I don't know what Bevan's going to say about that, but I like the food. I think it's pretty good.
Taco Day's good.
Monday's really good.
Taco Day's good.
We have two banquets a year. You know, there's just, and plus, you giving back, because most all of us are blessed, especially, I'd say the most of our volunteers are 55 plus. So we've worked in the business world, and we've been blessed, and we can retire, and mm-hmm. we give back. So I think it's just a win-win. You make friends. I've got friends that our paths would have never crossed anywhere else in life except working that 4 hours in the gift shop, or like her grandmother works the information desk. So if you don't know a patient's room, you ask. She sits there beside a lady or a gentleman for 4 or 5 hours. You get to know each other. And many volunteer programs, you don't do that. You go volunteer your time. Mm-hmm. You're a unit in itself. But here, you make friends. And
you know, walking in as someone that works there, and you just see the volunteers and how they interact, it is a close-knit family. And they're very helpful to the community and what they give back. Very sweet individuals who are willing to help. And it's just very heartwarming to see that.
There's always smiles, too.
We're a team.
Absolutely.
We're a team.
And I love the volunteer aspect, too, of music. Sometimes you'll walk in and someone will be playing the piano or that
yes.
kind of thing.
We've bought a keyboard. And so we're always interested in somebody that wants to keep their skills, up to date, to come in and play the keyboard once a week. For an hour, 2 hours, whatever you have. We've funding a pet therapy program. We've now started a pet therapy program.
Is that with Chaplain
Jessica Jasper?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Jessica Jasper.
And her little dog, Jimmy, has a little vest and a little badge that says volunteer.
So adorable.
Jimmy, and he's sweet. And that's another one of the roundup programs that we do in the gift shop. For that extra 10 cents or whatever we give to the pet therapy. We support the NICU unit. We buy gas cards for cancer patients. There's many, many wonderful things. I don't think the community realizes
no.
that the auxiliary is just not a bunch of gray-headed women sitting around.
They don't. If you just Google the News Enterprise and the auxiliary, you can see all the money that they have given and raised for this community. And it's quite amazing to see what they've done.
And there's a level of professionalism there, too. Like you said,
absolutely.
Most everyone is retired and they've
right.
worked. Well, we all work in service now. It doesn't matter
right.
who you are.
That's
we are
true.
All in the
That's
service
true.
Industry. So I like that aspect as well. You're working with people who have some experience, and you're engaging with somebody when you walk into the hospital with prior work experience,
absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. A lot of people that actually retire from the hospital come back and work, mm-hmm. as a volunteer.
You hear that, Bevan? You just can't get away.
We have teachers,
okay,
we have professors, we have many, many backgrounds that volunteer. So,
Bevan, what's your favorite event? What really gets to your heartstrings?
Well, I really like the jewelry sale because I'm that type of person, but I'm excited to see more of the puppies and the dog kind of interaction, just because I'm a big dog person. I've volunteered at the Hardin County Animal Shelter, so that's a special place in my heart. So whenever little dogs come through or anything like that, I am all on board. So, yeah.
I agree. I'm a big dog fan, too. So how can people get more information, Pat, about becoming a volunteer and your events as they come up? I know that usually we have guests who come in to promote, like we have Mr. Hilton that comes in to talk about the $5 jewelry sales and when they occur, which, by the way, those are 24-hour events. Absolutely. So you can come in and shop. If you wake up at 3 a.m. and you want to go to the $5 jewelry sale, it happens to some of us, you can get up, get ready, and go to the fifth floor auditorium at the hospital and do that.
Right.
I've done that. Anyway, so how do people get in touch with you?
Okay. Kevin Hilton is our director of volunteer services, and his phone number at the hospital is 270-706-1713. We do have, if you go in the gift shop entrance, the information desk has applications on the wall, so you can stop by whether it's manned or not manned, and there is an envelope on the wall that has Kevin's name on it, and inside is an application to and you know, we do the normal background checks, references. You have to have a TB test. It's pretty painless. You know, we have $3 dues a year, and but you get a meal up to $7.50 every time you volunteer. So, you know, I think it's a pretty good deal.
And the joy of volunteering.
And the joy of helping someone. We have a lot of people that fly in from out of state, maybe that their mother's in the hospital. They don't know the area. We've been a phone book. We've been a taxi service. People can order flowers online for us to deliver. I've taken pictures of flowers and texted them to somebody in Minnesota who wants to see a copy of the flower that we're delivering. We deliver, if they buy, then we deliver to the patient's room. And so there's no end to what we will do to try to help the, you know, the patients, the visitors, the staff.
You know, and so that's why I'm glad you came in today to let people know,
yes,
to educate them.
Yes.
So thank you so much, Pat and Bevan.
Yes.
Glad to have you in the studio
today.
Thanks
to the auxiliary.
Yes.
The scholarship and everything.
You've got a close relationship there.
Very close. So it's very nice. On Wednesdays when my grandma's there, I'll work and then I'll come say hi to her and give her a hug, and on I go.
Good times. It's family, it seems
like. It is. We are a family. We're a team. We're a family. And it's a win-win for anybody that's involved, I think.
So. Agreed.
Thank you, Pat, and thank you, Bevan.
You're
thank
welcome.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. And that is Pat Howell and Bevan Birch with Hardin Memorial Health talking about the auxiliary programs. You can listen to Quixie 98.3 and 94.3 The Wolf through the year to find out when those specific events happen. And as always, watch WQXE.com. I'm Holly Sexton.